From August 2016 to August 2017, Arkansas experienced the second largest mumps outbreak in the United States in the last 30 years. Nearly 3,000 mumps cases related to the outbreak during that period were identified. Yesterday, the Arkansas Department of Health announced it has identified 3 confirmed cases and 1 suspected case of mumps on the University of Arkansas campus. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has more on how the university's health center is responding.
Once the Arkansas Department of Health has confirmed a test result, Zach Brown, Assistant Director of Communications for the Pat Walker Health Center, says the next step is to reach out to anyone who might be impacted or exposed to the virus itself.
That would mean reaching out to students and professors that may have been in contact with this with one of the patients. In addition, we've also already gone ahead and started, reaching out to those who maybe not have the 2 recommended boosters, the MMR vaccines, and encouraging them to come and get their second round of MMR vaccines.
Vaccines can be administered through the health center's immunization clinic. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 2 doses of MMR vaccine are 88% effective in preventing mumps. Adults born before 1957 are generally considered to be immune to mumps and do not need to receive the vaccine. Brown says the Department of Health is required to release information regarding the virus to the public once a certain threshold of cases is met.
We're making sure that we're doing everything we can do possible to help, students be, aware, as well as, faculty and staff. Most importantly, too, though, the releasing of this information to allow the campus to know is not necessarily to alarm them, but more importantly, to allow them to be aware of what's going on campus in regards to public health, and especially if you may have been contracted the virus, generally based on when the symptoms start to appear in a patient. We realized with the first patient coming in early February, symptoms would start to appear right about now.
According to the CDC, mumps is a viral illness that is transmitted by direct contact with respiratory droplets or saliva from an infected person. Brown says practicing good respiratory hygiene may help stop the spread of the illness.
Especially during flu season, during this time of year, it's really important that everyone is washing their hands, disinfecting surfaces, covering their mouth and their noses when they sneeze and cough. So really, as long as you are, making sure that you are practicing good respiratory hygiene and being able to and know whether or not you're up to date on your vaccines, you just get to continue to, it should be all right.
MMR vaccines are available at the Pat Walker Health Center and the Washington County Local Health Unit. More information is available at healthy.arkansas.gov. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.